NATO STANAG 6001, Level 3, Listening Task 2, Questions 1 through 10. Listen to the briefing on a military exercise. Answer the questions, keeping your answers as short as possible. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look at the questions for Task 2. Now listen to the example. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to brief you on Exercise Joint Resolve, which took place in the Multinational Division Southeast, April 22nd to 28th. The correct answer is April 22nd to 28th. Now listen to the recording. Answer the questions, keeping your answers as short as possible. You will hear the recording twice. Listening Task 2, Reading 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to brief you on Exercise Joint Resolve, which took place in the Multinational Division Southeast, April 22nd to 28th. The aim of this exercise was to test the interoperability of the division's battle groups with other S4 units. The main event occurred on April 26th with an evacuation exercise of members of the international community. French, German, Spanish, and Portuguese troops were involved. The scenario was as follows. The previous day, a riot broke out, which forced a small group of members of an international organization to take refuge in an office surrounded by an angry crowd. Normally, the law enforcement teams of the local police forces are responsible for responding to these types of missions, but this time they were unable to intervene. So the multinational specialized unit took the lead. Since the unrest continued to grow, the Portuguese Operational Reserve was called in as reinforcement. It is based in a theater unit, meaning it is able and ready to intervene to support S4 troops if needed. The incident took place in the Spanish area of responsibility. Thus, the armed intervention had to be under the coordination of Spanish soldiers. The first company of the Spanish battle group started to deploy in two waves around the mob. They first established an external perimeter called the Green Box. Its aim was to prevent any new demonstrator from entering the area. Inside this box, there was a second security cordon to hold the crowd in check. The tactical command post received real-time information from the field. The Spanish troops deployed under the surveillance of four Kiowa helicopters equipped with machine guns and also with TV and thermal cameras, which allowed them to shoot and transmit live footage. A secured helicopter landing site was established by the Spanish. Later, Blackhawks dropped the first group of Portuguese soldiers, followed by 30 more troops dropped by the Germans. The operations gave the Portuguese a good chance to test their anti-riot equipment. Two Kiowas kept watch over the demonstrators, while the others controlled the approach to the area. This was also the time when the commanding officer of the Portuguese troops met his Spanish counterpart for an evaluation of the situation. After unsuccessful negotiations with the demonstrators, the Portuguese unit launched an attack, climbed up the stairs, and freed the hostages. They were sheltered in the APC, which withdrew towards the Green Box. The soldiers were fast and efficient, thus lives were not endangered. Immediately after, Blackhawks landed and picked up the remaining soldiers to take them to the assembly point. the hostages were taken to the Spanish camp. Later, under the surveillance of the two Kiowas, the French reconnaissance unit secured the road to the international airport where a plane was waiting for the rescued hostages. This is the end of the recording. Now you have 30 seconds to complete your answers. Listening task 2, reading 2. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to brief you on Exercise Joint Resolve, which took place in the Multinational Division Southeast April 22nd to 28th. The aim of this exercise was to test the interoperability of the division's battle groups with other S4 units. The main event occurred on April 26th, with an evacuation exercise of members of the international community. French, German, Spanish, and Portuguese troops were involved. The scenario was as follows. The previous day, a riot broke out, which forced a small group of members of an international organization to take refuge in an office surrounded by an angry crowd. Normally, the law enforcement teams of the local police forces are responsible for responding to these types of missions, but this time they were unable to intervene. So the multinational specialized unit took the lead. Since the unrest continued to grow, the Portuguese Operational Reserve was called in as reinforcement. It is based in a theater unit, meaning it is able and ready to intervene to support S4 troops if needed. The incident took place in the Spanish area of responsibility. Thus, the armed intervention had to be under the coordination of Spanish soldiers. The first company of the Spanish battle group started to deploy in two waves around the mob. They first established an external perimeter called the Green Box. Its aim was to prevent any new demonstrator from entering the area. Inside this box, there was a second security cordon to hold the crowd in check. The tactical command post received real-time information from the field. The Spanish troops deployed under the surveillance of 4 Kiowa helicopters equipped with machine guns and also with TV and thermal cameras, which allowed them to shoot and transmit live footage. A secured helicopter landing site was established by the Spanish. Later, Blackhawks dropped the first group of Portuguese soldiers, followed by 30 more troops dropped by the Germans. The operations gave the Portuguese a good chance to test their anti-riot equipment. 2 Kiowas kept watch over the demonstrators, while the others controlled the approach to the area. This was also the time when the commanding officer of the Portuguese troops met his Spanish counterpart for an evaluation of the situation. After unsuccessful negotiations with the demonstrators, the Portuguese unit launched an attack, climbed up the stairs, and freed the hostages. They were sheltered in the APC, which withdrew towards the Green Box. The soldiers were fast and efficient, thus lives were not endangered. Immediately after, Blackhawks landed and picked up the remaining soldiers to take them to the assembly point. The hostages were taken to the Spanish camp. Later, under the surveillance of the 2 Kiowas, the French reconnaissance unit secured the road to the international airport where a plane was waiting for the rescued hostages. This is the end of task 2. Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers.